For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And it is 9 o'clock, our On the House hour, where we spend the hour talking about something on your home, castle, or cabin. Either physically on the home, which is the majority of the time, but occasionally we do go out to the yard, the landscape, as that is part of our home. It's the biggest part of our home. Everything we do revolves around how much time can we spend outside.
Well, especially this time of year. And you and Julian Selwyn really did a great job making me very, very hungry. And our blog today is all about transforming your backyard into a holiday oasis. And how could you have a holiday oasis without having that outdoor barbecue center or complete outdoor kitchen? So I want to talk a little bit about that. But we do want to invite callers, and it's kind of the habit of the listeners to hear the topic and tune in, and then that kind of cues a few questions in their head, and they call. And we end up with all the lines filled, and we can't get to all the calls. So if you've got a project around your home and you want to get in, the tip is to call early, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That puts you in touch with my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's in the call screening booth, engineering booth, with our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. Romy and I are in the studio, and we'll take your name, where you're calling from in the great state of Arizona, what your question is, and we'll put our combined 50 years of remodeling experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. That's what we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
You can also text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Digital communication is becoming more and more a part of our regular broadcast, and it's funny, as I look at all these new technologies and ways that radio broadcasting is used to communicate with the public, the one thing that hasn't changed is that call-in number. But if you listen to calls coming in, the quality of the call hasn't kept up with all the new ways that we can communicate.
No.
So if and I think a big part of that is people would sit in their homes and they'd be on landlines.
Landlines.
You know, now with cell phones and they're driving and the window's down and the Bluetooth is on.
Driving under the Margaret Hance Park Tunnel. You
know? Right, but, yeah, right.
Right in the middle of asking your question. Hey, so our blog is all about transforming your backyard into a holiday oasis. And you don't get more than two sentences into that blog where you find some links. And the very second link is all about getting into, well, you got the Pecan Classic Fun Run, which is the fun run down in Sorita.
Through the pecan orchards.
This is the time of year we have the Arizona State Fair. You have a link there. But the very next link in the article is the changing leaves. And it takes you to Northern Arizona Flagstaff.
The leafometer.
The leafometer. And no matter what town you plug in, Flagstaff, the Arboretum at Flagstaff, the Snow Bowl, or the Inner Basin, the leafometer is 100% pegged out. So if you've been waiting, like Arizona Highways Magazine this month talks about, driving the scenic routes to catch the fall colors isn't reserved just for the Northeast. We have some beautiful, beautiful drives throughout Arizona that you'll see wonderful colors. The only area the leafometer shows not pegged out is Oak Creek. And I'll bet you it'll be pegged out in about the next week or 10 days. Because, boy, we have certainly turned the chill up in Arizona recently. I was talking to a friend who lives at Christopher Creek.
Now, it is November. That's another hard thing to believe.
Yeah, it is.
It is November.
Yeah, seriously. I was talking to a friend in Christopher Creek, and I was watching the Payson temperatures, and Payson was registering mid to high 30s. And he said, don't believe it. My thermometer right here at Christopher Creek this morning was 18 degrees. Yo, baby. That'll turn some leaves for sure.
That's not even above the rim.
No, that's still tucked in there, kind of in a little wet spot there, which, you know, a little micro climate there. But we're talking about the leafometer and the fall this time of year, which is absolutely the perfect time of year to be out on that back patio and enjoying this environment and this weather. And one of the things that we talk about is, do you do that with a simple Weber grill? Do you do that with, Jennifer really loves the egg. I'm kind of partial.
The green egg,
yeah.
The original green egg.
The original.
You go to the hardware show. I went in May. We like to go every couple of years. And I'm not kidding you. That division has grown so much. There's hundreds to choose from. How do you choose from? And there's some. The egg got so popular so fast. Now there's like 10 to choose from. Yeah, so I like to go with the original.
Super insulated. Retains a lot of heat. Doesn't take a lot of charcoal. And once you get that baby warmed up, I mean, you cook a week's worth of food.
And you can bake in it. Yeah, it's just kind of very versatile. I think that's pretty cool. But so, any kind of barbecuing is fun.
We don't have one, but some friends of ours do. And I did beer butt chickens on it one time.
Turned out good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just set it on there, get your temperature set, plop it in there, walk away, come back. A couple hours later, you're ready to go. And there's meat thermometers now that you can hook up to, you know, your smartphone. So you can monitor when your meat gets to the temperature that indicates that type of meat is done. And it's really easy to look up. We even have it on our website, like at what temperature pork is medium rare, and charcoal.
Overdone.
And, you know, you got that for beef and chicken. So you plug in the prongs, get the point to the center of your meat, set it on the grill, and if you're doing it like a green egg where it's not like a direct heat over the flame, or can be, you know, where you might be directly over coal fire and you're not having to flip it, just set it in there and wait till it hits that temperature.
Watch the game and let it cook.
Watch the game, you know, and that's a big part of any complete outdoor kitchen experience is a big screen TV. You got to have the big screen TV.
I have to laugh. In my neighborhood for Halloween, there was a gentleman, my neighbor had a fire pit going in the driveway, had candy for the kids, and a big screen TV watching the Cardinals game.
Yeah, that's right.
It was great.
We came across that too.
We saw that as well, walking with the grandchildren through their neighborhoods.
Do you know how far back that tradition of NFL playing on Thanksgiving goes? This was a stat from last hour that I never even got to. How far back do you think that dates?
You're talking about the Detroit Lions?
No, just playing football on Thanksgiving Day.
I guess 35.
35?
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses, Rosie?
I'm going back to the 1900s, early 1900s.
Okay.
Would you?
All right.
Yeah. I'm just thinking Detroit. Detroit was, I believe, the first team to play on Thanksgiving Day in the NFL. So.
Huh? I would have guessed much later. Yeah. Nice. I still remember Blue Laws, where all the stores were closed on Sunday.
Oh,
no.
Thank God those are gone.
Thanksgiving classic game started 1920.
Wow.
Okay. I would not have guessed that. So in designing and thinking through your outdoor kitchen, it's pretty much going to revolve around what you decide to do the cooking with. And it doesn't take much to get to a store like Barbecues Galore, or do a web search and see, with all of the features that are available on gas grills today and all of the upgraded material selection that they're made for, folks, it's easy to spend upwards of $10,000 for a good, big outdoor barbecue grill. But you don't need to. I will tell you, I have a brother-in-law who spent $500 for a Weber hybrid unit that uses propane to light the charcoal. It will even cook the food, but the charcoal gives it the true barbecue flavor. And he spent less than $500 for that thing. And I tell you, old Uncle Bob, he's mastered that thing. He's pulled meat off of that grill that I would rate with any of the best chefs in the world. So you could spend the $500 for these hybrid units, cook it with propane, get the full flavor of the charcoal. You could go into the egg, a few thousand dollars, or you could go into the, you know, completely upgraded 48-inch master turbo, you know, burner with infrared searing lights on the top and night lights for operating and internal thermostat prongs all attached next to the wok that's on the side. You can do all of that. There's no limit to what you can do for your outside kitchen and your outside kitchen appliances. But once you leave the cooking apparatus and you go to the refrigerators and the coolers and all of the other items that you might include in that outdoor kitchen area, we have one encouragement. Make sure you're buying appliances rated for outdoor use. That's extremely, extremely critical. So when we get back, we're going to talk about what else to do around this environment. I don't think you can have an outdoor kitchen without an outdoor big screen TV. I don't think you can have an outdoor kitchen without an outdoor sound around system as well.
And how are you going to get all those to your house? Well, if you get out to Sanderson Ford right now, their Ranger Roundup is happening, and you could drive yourself in a brand new Ford Ranger.
44 Rangers on the lot right now. Maybe you want a little more beef. How about a Raptor? Last I heard, the script says they had 35. I think they're down well below that now. They're moving quick. So you need to get there fast. Or if you're not into a Ranger or you're not into a Raptor, how about a Mustang? They've got Mustangs starting at only $21,900. And they had a Corral at one point of $43,000. But those are going fast as well. Get into Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, and head out in a new Ford today. This is Sanderson Ford Country. Now listen, at Sanderson Ford, they aren't focused on selling you one car. That's the difference. They're focused on establishing a long-term relationship with you, your family, and your friends.